Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Claudia Monacelli. My avid followers knew this podcast as Pleasure Seeking, the Pleasure Seeking podcast, named after my book, The Magic of Pleasure Seeking. As soon as it's available for pre-order, I'll announce it here. Enjoy your listening. Well, today it's all about writing voices, and my guest today is Jessica Teachin. Jessica is a strange case, and I don't mean strange in a bad way. I mean an exceptionally wonderful case. Jessica is a lawyer. She's practiced law, and she's in a phase of transitioning from the corporate world to another world that she'll be talking to us about. She's a mother, a spouse, a leader, a lawyer. I mean, the list is very long, and she's been rewarded, and that was a reward. She's a Gallup certified strength coach, and she'll tell us exactly what. Anyway, we'll lead with that. Is that okay with you, Jessica? We could lead with that, but let me go on because there's a lot here. Well, there are a list of places where she's worked and dispatch. There's a St. Louis Post Dispatch. What is that? As a top workplace, what is that?
Yeah, so that's an award that our organization won for the last 4 years. We've won St. Louis Post Dispatch is the newspaper, the local news organization, and they do an award, a local award to the St. Louis area for the top workplaces.
In Missouri.
So we've won that 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 years in a row in Missouri. And then we've won Gallup's Global Exceptional Workplace Award for 3 years.
All right.
In
now
a
tell
row.
Us so about the Gallup Certified Strengths Coach Award. What is that? Because I only know Gallup as the poll people.
Yeah, a lot of people do. So Gallup has a lot around the workplace practices. So they have a whole engagement program, and that is where we, as an organization, won the Gallup Exceptional Workplace Award. I'm also a Gallup Certified Strengths Coach, which means that I'm certified to provide training, coaching, and development around people's strengths. Gallup has an assessment called Clifton Strengths Finder that identifies your top talents, the things that come most naturally to you. And then as a coach, I can help people to figure out how best to apply them to make a difference in their life, to improve their relationships, improve how they execute their work, improve how they live their lives.
Okay. Now, when we started the episode, I said, this is all about writing. And of course, with all of this other stuff, you think, well, what do you mean writing? What do you mean writing? All right. Well, I had obviously an exchange with Jessica already, and listening to her story, and it is always a meandering road that brings you to put that pen to paper, and it's always, I find it, it's one of the most beautiful things that I love to do. I get such pleasure from writing. Since she has had a meandering road, even with the writing process, I think it would be good for us to talk about. If you like, Jessica, would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, wait a minute now. I have to say other things about you because, and I'm going to ask you right off the bat, one of the questions I ask my guests before they come on is who they, if they could choose anyone in the world that they would like to talk to, who would that be and what would they ask them? And you mentioned Oprah. Now tell us about that. What did you want to ask her?
Yeah, so I think it would be really interesting to hear the path that she took and how she qualifies those that she chooses to support and promote, because I think she does a lot of really good work and a lot of really good partnerships, and how she goes through that process to find those most valuable or meaningful partnerships with other professionals or other people that are making a difference in the world.
Good. Now, we will talk about writing, but also there is you have been, and you still are a woman. I mean, you're a woman. You've been in a fairly male-dominated environment, right? Does that factor in the work you do today? in the sense that do you work with women particularly, or in your writing process, does that seep through the writing?
Yes. So what I would say is that, I mean, I've been in a world where I've been at, a couple hundred people in a meeting and there's like three women in the room. So it's an industrial manufacturing world that I've kind of grown up in. And I'm the only female leader on the leadership team that I serve in my current organization. And part of my desire to pivot and move in a different direction now in my life is to support other female leaders, because I think there's so much talent that women have to bring to leadership and bring to workplaces. And most don't have access to the same coaching, development, and growth opportunities that their male counterparts do. So for me, that's part of my passion, or part of one of the things I really want to do is help support women to get into those roles more effectively and develop the skills that they need to do so.
Okay, so you started by saying I help female women leaders. And I thought, whoa, that means they are already leaders? Or do you select them and they have potential as being leaders? Do they come to you already aiming for leadership? How does that look in your world?
So to me, if there's aspiration, then it's worth
Oh, there you go.
exploration.
Right.
So if somebody wants to aspire to that, then it's worth taking the time to understand it, coach to it, and develop it. So not just women who are already in leadership positions, but those that aspire to that. How can we help you early in your career do the things that will prepare you and help you be more successful later in your career?
Okay. Well, we're on. Now, when did the writing come on? What happened? I mean, where did that pen get in your hand?
Oh yeah. So, I've always liked, writing, but always, it was always more in the work context. And of course, having gone to law school in 2020, like everybody, I struggled a lot and I had a lot of challenges. I had 9-month-old twins at the
Oh my
time. I
God,
had my
wait. Say that slow. Jessica, say that slow again. You had what?
Yeah, so in the spring of 2020, my twins, I had twins in 2019, so they were 9 months old when COVID started, and I also had a 4-year-old son. He's five now, but he was four at the time. And so, throughout the year of COVID, that was really challenging, especially with having all the kids home and on and everything that went with it. A lot of the typical well-being things that we do for ourselves kind of went
Like,
out the window.
for example.
Well, for me, it was a lot of travel, a lot of being having vacations. It was being outdoors, going different places, to the zoo, to other places where you can entertain kids. Those types of things weren't accessible.
Well,
And so, yeah.
I see that you still have your hair, so you didn't pull that out. Oh, no.
Yeah.
What did you
No, I
do?
There were times where it was pretty exhausting, and that's really what led me to writing, was actually looking at my Gallup strengths. They put on a workshop around well-being, and they talked about looking at your strengths for ways to rejuvenate or ways to access your well-being. And my number one strength is communication.
Good.
And once I started writing, I realized it was really therapeutic for me. It was
Oh, it is. It
it
is.
was Yeah, it was my kind of way to find balance, to feel good, to get through the days, to move through the challenging time periods, was to write and to share.
Okay, so now you didn't just vomit on the page. How
No.
did that, all right, so how did that start for you?
Yeah, so for me, I actually started with small articles and things like that. And then it was about Christmas time last year that I thought I had this like feeling, I kind of call it like a nudge of, you need to write this book. Like, you need to put these thoughts and these strategies that we have as a business into a book. I'm good. So, it was actually around Christmas time that I started to get kind of a nudge and a feeling that there was something that I needed to write and that this book needed to be written, and I needed to share the strategies, techniques, and approaches that I'd spent the last 10 years developing so that more people could live exceptional lives.
So wait, wait,
And
wait, wait,
that
wait. Now you're already going to the objective, but you're and the exceptional life, but I mean the process, you have this nudge. Okay, I don't want to ask you about the nudge. Could be in your sleep, could be your angel spirit just nudging you. I don't know. But what you knew right then and there what you were going to write about already?
Yeah, I knew the purpose of it, and
Okay.
the I
And
knew.
did you start with a draft title? Did you start with a mind map? What did you do?
Yeah, so I have practiced a method called Oradium for years, and
How do you spell
it's an
that? O R.
Oradium, Oratium.
Okay.
And it is a method of both writing and speaking that starts with what's the problem you're trying to solve,
Okay.
what is the action you want people to take, and then what are the insights that they need to know to help them take that action. So I started with that.
Okay, can you give us more information and link it to your topic and what that looks like? The
Yes.
Aradium process.
Yeah, so for me, the problem was that a lot of people struggle with how to live an exceptional life, and they are struggling with and frustrated with their life rather than feeling happy and fulfilled by their life.
Okay, so we get that, right? We know that.
Yeah.
And we all are there at one point in our life. So where did you start? What did you start with? What is chapter, what is your introduction? Well, not the introduction, but chapter one. What does that look like?
Yeah, so chapter one is about creating exceptional experiences, and it's why we want to and what it can do for our lives if we choose to accept it and if we choose to take advantage of the wisdom that already exists in the world today.
Okay, so let's take a look. You didn't have a draft title. You didn't start with that at all.
No.
Okay. All right. Did you get that at the very end?
Yes, the title took me
Oh.
forever to get
Oh.
to. Yeah, I probably had, I mean, I had ones that I wrote early on, but it didn't end up being the title. I just kept changing it until it
Of
finally
course.
came through
Yeah.
from the spiritual realm to tell me
Right,
what was the
right.
right
The
title.
nudge.
Yeah.
That was the nudge. All right, so how did you before you started dividing and started writing actually, did you have an idea, a very set idea, a very clear idea of how many parts there were going to be the book, how many chapters were there going to be any parts? Was it just going to be from 1 to 10? Was it going to be, did you have any idea about that?
I had some of the framework,
Yeah.
but it very much came together. I actually, after I signed with a coach, is when it really started to come together, and I applied truly some spiritual practices to help me with what is the message I was trying to deliver. And that was when I was able to pull both the analogies and stories to take the concepts and knowledge that I knew and I knew how to use it and made it applicable for the readers, turned it
Okay.
into something enjoyable.
Okay. Now, talking about our spirituality is akin to talking about sex or money. It's almost taboo, but I'm going to go there with you.
Yeah.
Typically, when you say I tapped into my spiritual realm in order for me to get, could you share that with us? What that looked like?
Yeah, so for me, I've always been, the words are difficult, but I've always been a religious person. I grew up, my grandfather was a pastor. And so I've always grown up with a faith in God. But this became something much greater than that. It came through to me in a way of that, in a way that it was signaling to me that this was information and things that needed to come into the world, and that I had a responsibility to deliver it in a way that was meaningful and impactful for the readers. And I don't know exactly what all that purpose is going to be yet, because it's still it's only going to be published in another week or so. But I became increasingly confident of that direction and that guidance. It came through, kind of to be more specific for you, it came through in silly little things that happened. There was a night where we were on vacation and my husband flipped the switch to turn the lights out and the power in the house went out. Just all of a sudden, all the power. And we had all three of the kids. They'd been exhausted. Last thing I wanted was for them to wake back up. And in the midst of it, I couldn't come up with the reason. But the next day, we hadn't been able to get the music to play in the house the whole time we were on vacation. And I was like, hey, I wonder, with the power going out, it eventually came back on. I said, I wonder if the music will play now. And when I flipped the switch, when we turned the music on, it played. It suddenly hit me that sometimes in our lives, the power has to go completely out. Things have to get really dark and it has to get really scary and dark and lonely for a while before the lights can come back on and the music can play in our lives. And so it was just a beautiful moment. And it was clearly a message that was supposed to come into the book.
Yes. And then there was light. Now, before we pushed record, Jessica showed me, she said, oh, I just got the draft of my book. And she picked up and I saw a book cover. So it is right in your hands, right? Yeah. How many pages does it have?
It's about 350 pages.
Oh my God, it's a brick.
It's a full book, but it's I break it down into really manageable pieces and sections, and then throughout it I include a lot of reflections.
Okay, so give us the sections, the larger parts, and then the chapters. How many?
Yeah, so there's four sections. The first section is around creating that exceptional experiences. So peak performance creates exceptional experiences. The second section is lessons learned through challenging times, which is kind of all about our experiences in 2020 and what we need to have learned from those experiences. Section three is the four keys to peak performance. And then section four is applying those keys of peak performance to the roles that we perform.
Okay, so I imagine if there are four keys, there must be four chapters in that part. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so is that the case for all of the parts, all of the sections?
No, there's 14 chapters. So there's three chapters in the first two sections, and then there's four chapters in the second two sections.
Okay. So now that, you know, one of the problems with writing, I've been doing it a long time, is sometimes we're, at least in the beginning, my first book, you never know when you put that last period and then close the book, because you always want to go back and, well, wait, maybe I made a mistake with that chapter. I should have. And then it just doesn't serve you. Did you find that ever happening to you?
Yeah, that was definitely a struggle to put the final stamp on the book and say, I think I read it three times all the way through.
Painful sometimes.
Yeah, before I finally said, okay, it's done. It's done. But what was great about that experience for me was a lot of the lessons that are in the book are so applicable that I would be rereading the book and happen upon something and be like, oh yeah, I got to remember that. That's good.
Yeah.
And so I was learning from myself kind of all over again, reading the book.
No, the good, it really definitely is a plus when you can go back to a book after, you know, well, once it happened to me that the book was so involved that I finished it, I didn't have the courage to go back and look at it for a long time. But then when I did, I thought, I wrote that? You know, it was so convoluted, you know, mentally, philosophically, psychologically, so difficult. But if you're capable of doing that, then you really are capable of great things, you know? The mind is such a plastic, beautiful never ending. There's no limit to what you can create, really. So now we have this, and you have a deadline to hand back the drafts.
Yeah, everything's complete. It looks like there might be a formatting error I need to have fixed, but then right now the publication date is set for October 10th. So
Okay.
I'm basically 10 days away from the book going live.
Well, what is the title of the book?
So the title of the book is The Exceptional Life Revolution. And it is kind of a play on words because in order to live an exceptional life, I think we have to evolve and we have to evolve our performance. And it's a revolution because when we do that, and if more people can do that, we really can start a revolution where more people can be living exceptional lives, lives that bring them joy, peace, happiness, and success.
So that's R hyphen evolution then.
Yes, it
Yeah,
is. Yep.
yeah, yeah. So now let's go back to the basics of publishing. You have the pages, you have the words on the page, you start going with this publication. What did you choose? How did you choose to publish it, and how was that decision taken?
Yeah, so I kind of think that that was also somewhat spiritual and divinely guided. So I happened upon a coach and publisher, Kira Polson, who runs Freedom House Publishing. And she was speaking at a Voices of Women summit. And when I saw her speak, I just felt a connection there because I knew I wanted to write the book, but I didn't know how I didn't know about figuring out the agents and all the steps that would go into it. And I don't have hundreds of thousands of followers or the things that would normally,
Right.
help you get a book deal. And her mission and purpose, is to help women who have messages that they want to get into the world that are going to make the world a better place to get those messages into the world. And she has a whole system called the Spiritual Entrepreneurship Program that helps you work through the process of writing your book and publishing your book. So it was actually really easy for me because all of the steps of what to do, how to get it formatted, how to get it edited. She had the editor was all laid out for me. So instead of I just had to write and make the decisions regarding the book. All the how-tos of the process were kind of laid out and said, this
Right,
is step one,
right.
two, three,
So
four, five.
can we call that a hybrid publishing system?
Yes.
Okay. So the hybrid publishing in relation to the self-publishing, it means that the publisher, in this case, I guess it was what, Freedom Publishing or Freedom Publishers?
Freedom House Publishing.
Okay. In that case, Freedom House had a box or had a context, had steps. They knew what you had to do, one, two, three, four, five. And you provide content and they give you the editing as well. They helped you with the editing. Okay, so they, let's say, specifically guide you in that process, put you, give you that stamp of approval at the end. You get a an ISBN number. And it goes everywhere. It goes to Amazon, to the larger bookstores, I imagine. And in terms of, and I don't like to talk about money, but it's interesting to see because I know the independent, I'm not exactly too much acquainted with the independent publishing system. I got a good idea. The hybrid, I get a little more because I've looked at that and people have asked me about that. And does a Freedom House retain, how do they make their money? You have to, instead they have to be paid, right? Do they get a percentage on of the royalties?
No, so what they do is they have a flat fee, and you pay that. It's extremely affordable, and then that covers everything. So that covers, all of the coaching, the program, the formatting, sending it to a formatter, and the book cover design. So all of that's kind of packaged together
Oh,
in
let me
that, and
see
you
the
pay that.
book again. Come on, let me
Yeah.
see. I want to see the. All right, ladies and gentlemen, wait, shove it over to your left. Okay, a little in the right, covering your face just a second so I could see. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm looking at is a very professional book cover, as a matter of fact. It's a fairly large book. How tall is that, Jessica?
So
How
it's
large?
8.5 by 5.5.
8.5 inches by 5.5.
book
So
size. Yeah.
it's a good standard. Well, it's pretty tall to me. For nonfiction, this is more or less standard. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is the nonfiction genre. Were you able, and I'm just going to keep asking you things about your writing and the
Yeah.
publishing process because I think it's important for people who are interested in writing to know. Did you find people to give you advance praise, for example, for your book? Did you get people to write an introduction or a foreword or something like that?
So I did not do an introduction or foreword, but I did get a few endorsements. So I've got a couple, actually two New York Times bestsellers, bestselling authors, and then another author who's written a number of books in my space, bestselling books in my space, as well.
They endorsed the book.
To endorse the book, yes.
How nice. That's nice. That's a nice pat on the back, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a huge celebration. One of them is Cy Wakeman, and she's one of my probably
Mentor?
mentors or really just somebody I look up to and aspire to be like someday. And she when she said yes and she wrote me the nicest note back, I was just so excited I
I
couldn't
know
even
it's
sleep
wonderful.
because
I know, I
just
know,
felt
I know,
amazing.
I know. It's really, really good when you finish and you ask people for endorsements and you get them. It's just such a good feeling.
Yes.
What type of books? You said she was a bestseller. Did I miss that? You did say she
Yeah,
was a bestseller author.
she's a New York Times bestseller.
What does she write? What
So she
genre?
wrote so also in the in kind of the business space, she wrote Reality-Based Leadership and Reality-Based Rules of the Workplace and No Ego. So she talks a lot about accountability and mindset and those practices in the workplace.
Good. So this is the big, so this is the first, right? This is the first book, am I right?
Yes. Yes,
All
this is
right.
my first book. Yep.
So what are those guides nudging you now? Have they come back with something, like your two twins? I mean, you've got to have another twin book, right?
Yes. So,
She's
I
smiling. She's got a huge smile, ladies and
yeah.
gentlemen.
It, as soon as I finished this book, the coolest inspiration came through for what I'm working on next, which is actually totally different. It's a children's chapter book, and it's gonna be called Uniting the Universe, and it's gonna be a book that incorporates science but also mindset principles to help children learn key life skills, and
For
so it's going to be about,
example, what type of life skills?
yeah, so things like growth mindset, things like positive thinking. The first book is learning about that
First,
everyone is,
the first book. You've got a set
yeah,
here.
I
How
do
many? How
the,
many?
so I think there's going to be 14.
I'm not
Yeah.
laughing at you, but I think it's a fabulous. I mean, you have to think like that, or else you just
Yeah.
don't go there.
No, and the first book is called Broken, and it's about these kids who are learning that everybody's broken and everybody struggles with emotions and feelings and that life is hard and that that's normal and it's normal to feel all of those feelings. And they actually go to like the they go to the science museum, and there's an exhibit of the brain, and they go through the brain and they learn about the different parts of the brain. And so there's like a lot of kind of science, but then also like that self-reflection and insight. And hopefully there's so much sadness and struggle for young kids right now. The suicide rates are higher than they've ever been. And so part of my passion is to help give them the tools that we get as adults, but I didn't learn a lot of the things that I know now until I was much older. And I think that kids could really benefit by us teaching them those things even more than what we teach them today. I mean, I'm not negating math and science or history, but these skills, these life skills, can bring so much more for them, and help them so much more in their journey. So yeah, that's the there's already what's
14.
next very laid out.
What is the pitch, the age group?
Yeah, so it's going to be like the think like third to fifth grade kind of age range.
So that
So,
is 10, no, eight
yes,
to
a little younger
11.
than that. Yeah.
Okay,
So
7
I
to
think of it
10.
like akin to, I don't know if you ever read like Boxcar Children or things like that. Like it would be that kind of where there's a mystery and there's an adventure and
Right,
it's
right,
fun to
right.
read, but that there's like a real like message that's embedded in there so that when the kids walk away, they have something to connect back
Okay.
to.
So I'm thinking Nancy Drew. When I
Yeah.
was little,
Yes.
we had Nancy Drew
Yes.
books. So are they, could they ever be interactive? I know that you are, say, pragmatically based in your writing, so there has to be structured points and exercises. This is what I've got from your other book. Is this too sort of you're aiming at something like that, or is it game based? How would you work on it? You haven't, well, you haven't
I
done it yet. I know.
yeah, I think it's more, it's more entertainment, it's more
Ah,
storytelling, and
okay.
yeah, it, I don't think it will be the same. I think it will be
No
on the
homework.
surface. Yeah, on the
No.
surface it's just a fun story, right? And but deeper there's meaning and messages and information that translates into something that hopefully kids can take from it.
Oh, good, good. Well, now you've given us so much information for people who want to write or have been writing and, perhaps could take another route. Where could people contact you if they wanted to? A website, or and do something, participate in something that you do?
Yeah, so I am launching my new business that's called Evolving to Exceptional. So that's www.evolvingtoexceptional.com. So that'll be the best way to get in touch with me and see what I've got, available and the tools that I've got available. There's actually I've also created a workbook and a reading guide to go with the book that I'm publishing.
Now, all I can say is thank you so much for coming and taking the time to spend with us. It was illuminating, really, Jessica. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And I hope we'll be able to hear about those 14 books in the future. Maybe we'll, update in the future when you that have that going. How one last question. How long did it take you to write this book that's coming up?
6 months, almost exactly
Okay.
6 months.
That's fast. It's a fast writing process. A lot of concentrated work there. Yeah.
Yes.
Good. Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, and we'll see you in the future then. Bye-bye, Jessica.
Thank you.